This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Pentagon says Iran has fired more than a dozen ballistic missiles at least two Iraqi air bases that house U.S. troops. VOA correspondent Carla Babb broke the story late Tuesday when she was told by the Al-Asad air base was hit by rocket fire. The Pentagon later said the Erbil air base was also targeted and struck by ballistic missiles. There were conflicting reports that Camp Taji, about 27 kilometers north of Baghdad, was also struck. A spokesman said it is clear the missiles were fired from Iran. It is not yet clear whether there are injuries or deaths as a result of the attack. The Pentagon says it is working on initial battle damage assessments and has vowed to take all necessary measures to protect and defend U.S. personnel, partners, and allies in the region. The White House says U.S. President Donald Trump has been briefed and is consulting with his national security team. Both his Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense have arrived at the White House. CNN is reporting Trump will be holding an Oval Office meeting later tonight. U.S. forces have been on high alert since Iran threatened to strike back after last week's targeted killing of Qasem Soleimani, the commander of Iran's elite Quds force. President Trump has backed away from his threats to target Iranian cultural sites. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The president first tweeted the threat and said it again to reporters over the weekend after the airstrike that killed Iran's top general. Targeting cultural sites is a war crime.
If that's what the law is, I like to obey the law. But think of it. They kill our people. They blow up our people. And then we have to be very gentle with their cultural institutions. But I'm okay with it.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper distanced the Pentagon from the president's threat. Ed Donahue, Washington.
We'll have more on this story as details become available. You're listening to VOA News.